reader dreams of having long, curly hair like Eddie Q.
Watch your back, Eddie.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
I think we had a lot of cloud cover last week. Maybe I'm blind, but I feel like the sun is shining or rising earlier because I stepped outside today and I was like, whoa, it's actually bright.
The days are getting longer.
Yeah, I swear to God, Last week it was dark as hell at 5 a.m. trying to go into work. But yeah, this morning I step outside, I was like, whoa, yeah. I can actually see a bit more.
It's nice to have more sunlight as we get going. You know, it makes it easier getting out of bed when it's a little lighter outside.
That's the thing, you know. It's nice to wake up and have a full amount of sunshine. Now, of course, that means the evenings are going to be longer. And for people like us who maybe have to sleep earlier in the evening, it can be difficult because you got the sun in the way.
But that's okay. Because you know what? The more daylight we have, the better.
I just need that vitamin D.
Absolutely.
That's all we need.
Reader's got a new line of multivitamins. Get them in steak, rib, chicken, and pulled pork. Gold.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Went to go visit my girlfriend in Swan River over the weekend. Drive was very windy, I gotta say, first of all. To hold my steering wheel very hard in order to not veer off. But one of the things that we decided to do is catch up on a movie. And we decided we've never seen it. To watch a movie called The Killing of a Sacred Deer. I don't know if you've heard of it or seen it at all.
I've heard of it, but I can't say that I've seen it.
Yeah, and it's got some like big actors like Nicole Kidman's in there, Barry Keoghan. It is one of the strangest movies I have ever seen. For maybe the first, I want to say like the first half or maybe even two-thirds of the movie, I was so confused on what the plot was. It wasn't until like the last maybe half or so of the movie that you start to figure out what the actual plot was.
Okay.
And it's like a psychological thriller because they have weird camera angles and strange music that plays here and there, and the writing of the script is just so off-canny. I can't describe it, but it is one of the strangest movies I've ever seen.
So what you're saying is it's not one you can just kind of put on and zone out. You need to be focused on the movie and actually following along to know what the heck's going on.
Yes, and I also highly recommend being sober while you watch this movie because, again, it's a psychological thriller. It would probably mess you up if you weren't sober otherwise.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, give Killing of a Sacred Deer a shot. It's from 2017 and strange. But good movie.
Hair ties in the Fox FM studio.
They're Eddie Q's. Reader hasn't had a mullet since grade 9.
Fox FM.
I just want to mention the fact that for the next couple of days here at Fox FM, we have a contest running that we want to let you know about.
Yeah, just keep your ears open.
Yes. So basically, throughout the morning, you might hear an elk call. And as soon as you hear that, you give the studio call at 306-783-3699. And one lucky caller will be entered in for a VIP package to the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo, which includes two tickets to the country kickoff party with Jason McCoy and Doc Walker, two tickets to the show itself, two tickets to the banquet at St. Mary's, and also some swag.
It's kind of the full meal deal. You'll get to enjoy everything.
And the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo, if you haven't been, it's pretty sweet. I believe we had a booth set up last year, and it was pretty awesome to see everybody and all the booths, and of course the entertainment that happens as well. So make sure to keep your ears peeled. So keep listening. Again, it's just an elk call.
If you don't know what that sounds like, just keep listening because
you'll know.
When you hear a random animal call, that's when you'll know to call.
Reader has a lot of books. Maybe he should set a goal of reading once a month.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Just a quick thing, by the way. I found out that Highway 10 between Fort Capel and Melville is going to be getting some passing lanes, and the project starts spring 2025.
Yes, indeed. That'll be nice to see on the highway. The province made the announcement on Friday. The design phase should wrap up early next year, and then they'll put the tenders out in the spring of next year. And then after that is when work is expected to start, as far as when contractors are available and as long as the weather cooperates.
Which is great, because it is impossible when you're going to Regina or Fort Capel, that road right there is impossible to pass sometimes because it is such a busy highway, right? Mm-hmm. I remember, I think it was last year, I was going to Regina, and there was an RV that was, you know, they're an RV, they can't go fast, but they were going 80 in the 100 zone, and there was a long lineup of cars that just couldn't pass because the other lane was busy. Mm-hmm. So having something like passing lanes would improve, in my opinion, the flow so well.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So yeah, when those are done, maybe then we can get some passing lanes between Yorkton and Dafo.
All the passing lanes, please.
Yes.
Reader's teaching Eddie about classic cinema. First assignment,
Spaceballs and the Naked Gun.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Today is Earth Day.
That's right.
Yeah, so happy Earth Day. Every year they have a new, I guess, initiative. And for 2024, Earth Day is unwavering their commitment to end plastics for the sake of humanity, demanding a 60% reduction in all plastics by 2040. You know, taking care of the planet.
Yeah, we got some work to do.
It's a bit of an understatement.
Because actually, over the last, couple of decades, plastic production has actually gone up.
Yeah, microplastics in your food and stuff as well. That's, I think, the biggest concern. And so there's different ways that you can read all about this and donate. They actually have a website. It's earthday.org. And they have a huge thing, talks all about, you know, previous Earth Days, news and stories, initiatives. You can donate right then and there. It's pretty sweet to just, you know, care about the Earth.
Yes, indeed. And, I mean, there's lots of little things that we can do just in our own daily lives to kind of help out in our own little way, whether it's making sure that we keep all our unnecessary electronics turned off, keep all the lights turned off when we're not in the room.
Recycle.
Yeah.
Don't litter. You know?
So many little things. Instead of, you know, maybe just for today, decide if you're within walking distance, walk to work or school or, you know, ride your bike or something, and maybe just leave the car at home. I'm bad. I drove to work this morning. Practice what I preach, eh?
Good morning, Fox FM. This is Eddie Q and Reader.
Hi, Eddie Q and Reader. Sharon Ward here. I heard the moose.
Hi. Your ears are working very well on a Monday morning.
Yes, they are. Actually, I was just talking about it, and all of a sudden I went, hey, then there's the moose.
Perfect.
How'd your weekend go, by the way, Sharon?
Oh, it was really good, actually. It was nice and relaxing.
Nice. Well,
that's great to hear. Hoping to make the start of your week a little bit better, because we're going to enter you in our draw to win the VIP package to the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo.
Awesome.
Well, maybe this weekend will be a little busier for you if you win.
Yeah, maybe. I'm hoping. Yeah. Cross my fingers and my toes.
Have you went before in the past?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, again, if you win, this will be a fantastic opportunity, because the VIP package gets you so many things. Shows, the trade show, the banquet, some swag, and more.
Tickets to the banquet. Yeah, tickets to the country kickoff party with Jason McCoy and Doc Walker. It's going to be a great weekend.
Oh, awesome. It sounds like an awesome time. Oh, my goodness.
Best of luck to you, and have a great day.
You guys as well. Bye now.
Well, shout out to Sharon Ward from Yorkton. She is now entered in to win a VIP package to the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo because she heard that elk call.
Yes, indeed. It's going to be a great time. There's so much to see and to check out. There's going to be all the latest technology when it comes to pretty much any outdoor pursuit you can think of.
100%.
You know, as well as entertainment. The banquet, as we mentioned, is going to be happening too on the Saturday night. There's just so much.
Yeah, and you still have opportunities to get yourself entered in as well.
That's right.
Yeah, we got later this morning another elk call to be listening out for. And don't forget, a couple more days we're going to be doing this. So
that's right. Right, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And then the draw is going to be made Thursday morning.
So make sure to keep your ears peeled for that elk call. And as soon as you hear it, you dial 306-783-3699. You're on Fox FM. The Airways for Health Radiothon is happening next week.
Yeah, 1 week from today is day number one.
So April 29th and 30th, there are ways that you can help out right now, though, before heading into the main event by visiting Tim Hortons.
That's right. 10 cents from the sale of every hot beverage throughout April is going to be donated to the Airways for Health Radiothon to help purchase equipment for the Yorkton Regional Health Center. So if you're going for a coffee on your way to work, maybe you need a cup of tea, a hot chocolate, whatever it is you need to warm up the insides with a beverage. 10 cents from the sale of each one will go to support the Radiothon.
When Reader ordered a combo for two, Eddie found out they weren't going to be sharing.
Oh, no!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
We got a special guest with us on the phone today with the Silverwood Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. We have Trisha Mogstad. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Awesome. And you guys have a big event coming up this Saturday night. It's the Spring Bloom Wild Baby Spectacular. Can you tell us a bit about what's happening?
Well, we are going to have a last before the baby season gets things going here. So we're going to be having a really good supper, and there'll be standard vegetarian, gluten-free options. And then we have been gifted a lot of donations for our silent and our live auction. So you're looking at everything from little self-care to beautiful, beautiful paintings, everyday items like barbecues. So there's even a Rough Rider quilt. So there's a lot of really good items. And then there's also entertainment. So we brought in a comedian from Regina who's going to just keep us rolling on the floor, and it should be a really good evening.
And all the money raised from this, what does that help you guys with?
Well, since we are not funded by the government, we rely on fundraisers and donations to keep us helping other animals. So we will be taking in injured and orphaned wildlife of many, many species throughout the season, and that takes money because each species needs its own food. The babies need their own milk that is for their species, so we bring in specialty milks, and it covers veterinary bills, vaccinations, all different types of things. So there are some animals that stay with us a good 3 to 4 months and some that stay longer. So it is imperative that we have financial support, and so the money raised will help us continue to help more wildlife in need.
And this is a way people can help you guys. What are the time of events that are going to be happening, or the time of everything that's going to be happening through that event?
Okay, well, the doors will open for 5 p.m. and we will be having mocktails and just, you know, getting to know each other, saying hi, meet and greet. And then around the 6 to 6:30 is the supper. And then eventually we will lead to the desserts. And so the goal is around 7:38 will be the comedian. And around 9 we'll have the live auction. And then we will hopefully finish up around 9:30, 10. And then it's just hanging around and visiting, cleaning up, and just being there.
Nice. And as you mentioned, there's silent auctions, there's live auctions, there's going to be a 50-50, I believe. Is that right? As well as some raffles?
Yeah, so it'll be a 50-50 and door prizes. And also we have two raffles running, a grocery raffle and a booze basket raffle. So that will be running as well.
Perfect. And tickets will cost $30 a person or $200 for a table of six in case you have family or business. Where can people get tickets?
Well, they can give me a shout at 306-434-7272, or they can just show up at the door and there will be tickets there too.
It's going to be a great night at the Wapella School Gymnasium coming up this Saturday night. It's the Spring Bloom Wild Baby Spectacular for the Silverwood Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
We cover a really wide range. So we take in animals from 200 kilometer radius around us. So at least a quarter to a third of our animals, from mammals to raptors to birds, have come from the Yorkton and Melville, Kamsack areas, and even a little further. So this is why we're reaching out to the Yorkton area too and inviting all of you to come, because we are also working with your wildlife too.
Wonderful. Well, yeah, and we hope everybody can make it out there. Tricia, thank you so much for joining us on the phone today to talk all about Spring Bloom Wild Baby Spectacular.
Thank you very much. And if those that can't make it still want to support us, they're welcome to give me a call and we can arrange a donation. And I do charity tax receipts for anything over $20.
Perfect. Let's help out our wildlife in the listening area.
Reader is working on a reboot of Danger Bay and The Littlest Hobo.
Yes! More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Just a reminder about the Fox FM and Harvard Media Spring Ag Trades and Equipment Auction, which is closing this Thursday, by the way.
That's right. The bidding is open now. And if you're looking to score yourself some fantastic deals, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a bunch of different things that you can bid on anywhere between Saskatchewan and Alberta, where you can bid in categories like heavy machinery, chemicals, fertilizers, ranch cattle equipment, and more.
Yes, indeed. One thing you might be interested in right here in our neighborhood, Grain Millers has up for auction a load of oat hauls and freight up to 60 miles out of Yorkton. It's valued at $1,500. And right now, the bid is at $450.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah.
A lot less than face value. So that's the cool thing about these auctions is you save a lot of money because you're never paying 100% of the full value. You'll get it at a pretty sweet discount. Another cool thing to highlight, WaveCore's having an Air Blast 22 horsepower propane aeration and grain drying fan. It is available to pick up in Saskatoon, but they can ship it anywhere, by the way. Valued at $10,800. Current price, $3,200.
Oh.
Right? Right? Again, save you money. Helping you out as we are getting into ag season.
That's right. I mean, ag season is 12 months a year, but yes, as far as getting out in the field and putting in the crops and everything, I mean, that's going to be happening pretty soon. We've got calving going on for dairy farm or for beef farmers, and it's just a busy time of year. And if you can find something that will help make the job more easier or help you do what you need to do on the farm, this is a great time to look for some deals.
So go to harvardmediaauctions.com, register if you haven't done so yet, and get bidding. Closes this Thursday. Good morning, Fox FM. This is Eddie Q.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Who am I talking to?
The Heinz Wanderers.
Oh, Heinz. How was your weekend?
No, it was not too bad.
Good, good. You're calling because you heard the call, huh?
Yes, I was trying to get in there first.
Well, you're the first caller for this one as well, so we're going to get you entered in here for a draw to win that VIP package. And
awesome.
Just going to let you know, includes a few things. So you get, you know, two tickets to the country kickoff party, two tickets to the outdoor show and expo, the banquet as well, and also some swag too.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Have you been there before, Heinz?
No, I have not been.
Okay. Okay. So, hey, if you win, then this will be a pretty sweet first time for you, I think.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, Heinz, you're entered in, and we're going to make the draw Thursday.
Perfect.
All right. Well, you enjoy your rest of your Monday.
Thanks. You guys too.
All right, if you don't know, that's Heinz from Wander's Sweet Discoveries down on 2nd Avenue. But now he has a chance of winning that VIP package to the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo. Him and Sharon Ward from Yorkton both got entered in today. Again, we're making the draw Thursday, but don't worry, you still got a couple of more chances tomorrow and Wednesday as well. All you have to do is keep listening to the mornings and keep your ears peeled for that elk call.
You can tell Reader really loves the Simpsons. Every time he drives through Duff, he gets thirsty.
Oh yeah!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
You're listening to More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM. It's Eddie Q. And just in case you missed it this morning, we chatted with Trisha Mogstad with the Silverwood Wildlife Rehabilitation Center as they are going over the Spring Bloom Wild Baby Spectacular. It's happening this Saturday at the Wapella School Gymnasium. Lots of fun stuff going on. Mocktails, supper and dessert, entertainment with a comedian. You got live and silent auctions, 50-50s, and more. And all of this money raised helps them for their rehabilitation efforts. So if you want to take a listen to the full podcast for all the details and how to get your tickets, posted it on foxfmonline.ca and on the app. You can also find it on Facebook and X at More Fox FM. Take a listen to the whole thing and, well, hope you go in this Saturday.
Eddie Q is glad to have Reader in the mornings. He can reach for the tall stuff that Eddie can't.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.